What's up, Dutch Nation? Today on the podcast, Corvallis and Eugene, Oregon's very own Bryce Schneider and Ray Hayner. Now, these guys are closer than brothers. They met while managing the DB stands at the OSU and U of O games, and have now both transitioned into the mob. How did they get there? What lessons did they learn? What advice do they have for you? And just how disgusting was Bryce's first drink at Dutch Bros? Stay tuned to find out on this week's episode. Bryce Schneider and Ray Hayner.
Welcome to another edition of the Dutch Bros Podcast. I'm here with two of my great friends, Bryce Schneider, Ray Hayner. Welcome to the Red Couch.
Whoa. Am I just chop liver? Oh. There's no third friend in the room?
No. Sorry.
All right, I'm out of here, guys.
Peace. I have to go by Marcus Mariota because Mark Berry met Marcus Mariota.
Yes, I did meet him. We got to Dutch Bros sponsors Marcus Mariota's charity event. Man, it was cool. Got to play golf. Super nice guy. It was really hot, but it was fun. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, guys. Bryce, how's it going, man? Another Core Vegas guy.
So good. Just happy to be here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I heard you guys just had Alex on the podcast.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Core Vegas repping strong, baby.
Yeah. We had Hunter last year at 1.2. Yeah.
So no ducks on this podcast?
No.
Is that where I come in here?
Sorry.
Well, yeah, we're trying to be equal opportunity. Yeah. So like welcome, Core Vegas, but also Eugene.
Yep. Have to Yitch. Represent.
For the, tiny clap for that.
5'1", yeah, small clap, beaver clap for that one.
So. Salty.
This is going to be a pretty interesting dynamic.
You guys might recognize these two. They're the ones that you've seen on the official Dutch page.
We never really got a title.
We didn't get a title.
Well, you guys were like the lead recruiters, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It was like, hey, that guys, duck games, beaver games, they're crazy. We got our Dutch Bro stands there. They go nuts. We need slayers. And you guys were the guys to find, pick your squad.
Actually, that's how Ray and I met, is through those games. I took them over about 4 years ago. And then right after that, Ray took over Eugene. And so I kind of just got to go down there and help him map that out and see what that would be like. And he just killed it. And I was like, wow, this guy's funnier than me. So I should probably like be friends with him and start learning some jokes.
That's debatable.
Yeah, the first game he came down for was the Civil War. We were giving out, was it beanies? And those things were like hot commodity, but the thing was, Bryce is there wearing like brown pants and a giant orange beaver shirt, and I'm like, bro, you can't be doing this. You can't be doing this. He's like setting out duck beanies. People are giving him looks, and I'm like, I can't be friends with this guy.
Yeah, but I remember I was with you.
Get this dirtbag out of here.
Yeah, I'm like, what's this guy doing here in Eugene?
We were getting in trouble. Right? They were like, you have to wait until people show up to give the beanies out.
Dude,
we were there like 2 hours early. It was freezing.
Put them on the seats.
They love rules.
Day after
they
Thanksgiving.
They love rules, let me tell you. Yeah. But no, that was kind of where the friendship started, and through that and getting to like collaborate on different things here at HQ, whether it was Coachapalooza or that, kind of started that brotherhood. And yeah, he's like been a super good mentor because like he managed and then did Reser, and then I got into management and started doing Autzen. And so anytime I needed anything, would just kind of hit this guy up and he would have the answers. It's crazy. For an Oregon State grad, he knows a lot. I'm absolutely amazed.
I love you guys. Hey.
He said go Beavs the other week.
College World Series. Come on now.
Sick freak.
Come on.
Nothing on the record for sure.
Deny.
Yeah.
So you guys are both in the mob now, right?
That's correct.
That is true.
Bryce is part of the lead mob.
That is also true.
With Kate Launstrin, right?
Oh, Kate the Great.
Well, Kate the podcast ducker that I've been trying to get on here for 5 months.
Oh my gosh. That's because she just can't give the people all the knowledge. Yeah. If everyone knew what Kate knew, chaos.
Heads would explode.
Get
phony until you get on here, Kate.
She knows.
So can you guys just do a quick run through? Did you both start in Dutch Bros in college? Or
Ray, you tackle this first.
For me, my story with Dutch Bros started after I moved to Eugene to go to U of O.
You're originally from Arizona?
Yeah, right? from Phoenix, Arizona, and moved up to go to school and saw Dutch Bros. And I'd been one time before in Arizona right before I left. Shout out to the Papago stand. I was like, this looks cool. I want to check it out. And dropped off an application like the next morning at the Coburg Road stand and got a job like a couple weeks later. And so I luckily got into that. And then from there, just like getting to have Kate Wanstrand be my regional and have some great management and leadership from like Brittany and Jonah and Tennessee and people like that.
Yeah.
I just discovered a passion and they made me feel so at home and made me like feel something in myself. And I was like, I want to be able to have that same feeling for other people.
Same.
And so I kind of decided like, how can I get myself into leadership? And so getting chances to work grand openings, get myself out there. And then I just started working my way up at Coburg in management. And then opportunities came at Autzen and for Coachapalooza and just jumped on those any chance I could.
And you were at Coburg the whole time, huh?
Yeah, I did like a quick 2-week stint at another stand, but realized, you know, Code Brook's just the spot.
Coming home.
Coming home. Yeah, Matt Carty wrote a song about it. It was crazy. Coming home. He said it was about Oregon, but we...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The
duck answer. Diddy wrote one, too. I don't know if you heard it, but...
Everybody just listening in Washington, Nevada, and Arizona, and Idaho, we apologize.
Yeah,
it's very Oregon-centric right now. Yeah, but
we love everybody.
You know.
ELE.
Yeah.
Everybody love everybody.
ELE. Like exactly.
Bryce, what's up, bro?
Not a whole lot, bro. I kind of have, like, a similar-ish story. I started back in high school, and I was... 16, 17.
Where'd you go to high school?
Good old Newburgh, Oregon for Mr. Ryan Hawkins.
Come on.
Yeah, it was really funny. I never drank coffee, and then I would go through and just get coffee for my teacher. My teacher's pet. So everybody stopped making the noises. But no, I just went for my teacher, and I was like, and I was at the time I was working at a place called Safari Sam's. I was a birthday party host for those kids.
Wait.
A what? You mean an exotic dancer?
I was a birthday.
Hold up.
Pause. Officer Bryce is going to arrest you, ladies.
The tips were good. But, yeah, so I was hosting their birthday parties, and then a Dutch Bros got put in the parking lot where it was. It was the Sherwood stand.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, oh, man, that looks rad. Like, the people there are always having such a good time. Like, I loved going through when I would go through before school and stuff. And then I went through and I turned in my application, and Ryan was actually working, and he takes it and he's like, bro, you're awesome. I know you. Like, you're hired. And he ripped up my application, threw it in the garbage, and it's like, just come back tomorrow. And so, like, naturally, I came back. He wasn't there.
Earmuffs, so. HR. Earmuffs.
I was like, for sure. Like, all right. And so I, like, kept coming back, and like, finally, like, 2 weeks later, he was like, oh, dude, where have you been? And I was like, no, where have you been? And
I've been coming back every day. Every day. I've been kicked out of the stands.
Seriously.
I've been kicked out of the stands 12 times.
Hey, Hawk, like, there's this crazy dude that keeps saying that he works for us and he shows up every day.
That was literally a crazy high schooler for 2 weeks. And then finally, like, he gives me a packet, and like, I get going, and loved my time in Newburgh. And then when it was time to go to college, a lot of people don't know this part, but I, like, went down and I applied at OSU and U of O for Dutch. I just dropped off applications, and I based where I was going to school off of which one I got called back for first.
At Jonah. Like, that's one thing where Jonah needs to step up.
Jonah
and Britt, where were you guys on this one?
We could have two ducks on this couch, but no, I got a call back from Brendo first and Corvallis from OSU. Yeah. And so I hopped on in that crew when I was a freshman. And then while I was there, Brendan had a lot of interactions with HQ and was able to do, like, a lot of grand openings and, like, Reeser and Kocha and stuff. And he, like, kind of just took me under his wing and, like, let me come to all that stuff, even, like, if I wasn't necessarily working. Mm-hmm. But he just brought me on board. And, like, I gotta shout out to that dude, because he's, like, the biggest mentor in my life. It was so good to me. And so after that, I just kind of, like, pictured, I was like, dude, I want to be that. Like, I want to give those opportunities to other people. And then kind of started to work my way up, and then got into those couple things. And then, like, my goal from there was, like, be that Brendo and, like, give that opportunity to other people. It was there for 5 years, and then finally graduated and got that little piece of paper. Didn't really know where I wanted to go from there, but I know I wanted to change a pace. So Mo and Ashley actually hit me up about joining the mob. You know what? If that sounds like a cool thing, it sounds like a different direction.
Totally.
And did that for, like, a week, and then kind of stepped into the lead mob thing, which is, like, a surprise but a blessing at once. So
there you go.
And then here we are.
Yeah. Well, all those years at Reeser running things. They knew it was up.
It was hectic, but it was so fun. Like, the best part of those was, like, the all-star crews got to, like, have a crew outside of their normal stand. So it's like, you go to Kocha, you go to, like, different events, and you get to see these people that you worked consecutive with for, like, 3 months over a season. And you're like, oh my gosh, like, that's my homeboy from my stand at Reeser. Like, it's almost like having, like, two stands. So it was just super cool to build those connections and, like, have that. And it was like having a whole separate franchise. Like, you were part of your, like, Vancouver franchise or your Portland franchise or whatever, but you also had, like, your Eugene homies and your Corvallis homies from the games. So there's people from that, like, I'll remember forever.
Like, I think that built the most friendships I have with Dutch, because I've could say that they span from, I mean, now what, California, Arizona, they've moved on, and you build friends that way through, like, their friends and stuff. So it was incredible just to get to know so many people as I was starting out. It was crazy.
It was awesome. Rad.
And you touched on something that we kind of forgot to bring up for both of you guys. We'll start with Bryce. What was your first coffee you started drinking when you were coming to Dutch Bros?
It's gross.
And what do you drink currently
today? I have a feeling I know what it is, but I want to hear him say it.
I'm glad we get to say where we are now because I really feel like I have made progress.
You're the epitome of growth, personal growth. Lot of it. It started with your first coffee.
Yes. I used to drink a blended chai with...
Don't laugh. Chai's good.
I didn't know like how much syrup they put in it normally, but like I just knew like what I thought was a good amount because like I don't know pumps, scoops, whatever, scoop flows, if you're cool. But so I got a medium blended chai with 3 scoops of vanilla and 3 scoops of white chocolate.
Oh! Oh my God. Six scoops in a medium?
You're disgusting.
It was day. It was so, it was so good. It was so.
Did you get the whipped
good.
Cream and the whole party on top?
I don't know why I wouldn't.
Picture perfect with some drizzle.
Oh yeah,
but, dude, and you guys can't see it, but he actually still has all his teeth miraculously. Yes.
So I'm on my teeth. Yeah, so that's where I started, and now I kind of go back and forth. I will say, like, I recently just graduated again from drinks because I was. Drinking a white annihilator, which like no hate on that. Like I was
solid.
I was still bump that every once in a while, but now my thing is just a cold brew with vanilla and cream.
Ooh, well,
you even have the toasted mellow.
Oh yeah, we got like toasted mellow flavor. Toasted so you gotta get that vanilla and the choc mac.
Yeah, he's a fan.
He knows. Yeah. Good friend.
Yeah, bro. He got extra sweet.
He checks me, bro. We go to the stand. I'm like, can I get that with just vanilla? He's like, oh, can you throw a choc mac in there? And I was like, I wanted it.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Well, what was it when we were in Arizona?
There he was asking me which croissant. Sandwich that he wanted
for lunch,
or that he would I think he would eat, and I said, "You're not going to eat any of those because you're trying to go dairy free, and all those have cheese in them."
And now he was right.
Oh,
I was shocked. Wow. Everyone was like, "Ham, sausage,
closer than brothers."
Oh yeah, I mean, pretty close.
I feel it.
It's wild. But for me, the first thing I ever had at Dutch Bros was a medium iced caramelizer. Didn't stick with me very long. I was the one time I had it, and I
like this place sucks.
It was good. It was good, but at the time. I worked for another coffee company.
What coffee company?
I worked for Starbucks in Arizona. So I just like, and that was like right when I left Starbucks to move. But I was like, oh, caramelizer. Like I already kind of knew. I was like, this is going to be really sweet. And I'm just like, this can't be an everyday thing. Yeah. It was so good though. I got up to Eugene, honey green tea. And that was kind of what I rocked with. I just really liked, you know, medium white ice, honey green tea.
So good.
That was back when he rocked the one size.
One size, 3/4 ice, baby.
Yeah, you know it. If I asked for white ice, it'd be half, but get a little extra for the same price.
Yeah.
And then as we've kind of progressed, I love a cold brew with honey and coconut milk. It's very cool. Yeah. And then I don't even know. There's this one flavor that's just really good, Ray of Sunshine. Do you ever get a chance to try
Ray
it?
Black,
oh, yeah, blackberry peach and grapefruit.
I wonder why
he
Ray
said he wasn't
going
to use
Ray
this time to promote himself.
Oh, I have to. I have to do a 1 second plug for the Ray of Sunshine. Gosh. Every once in a while, I'll get a Ray of Sunshine green tea lemonade just to make sure that the quality of the flavor
like, this
is still there.
There's too much Ray to the sunshine.
Yeah,
right. More sunshine.
The consistency is usually there. It's pretty good.
Raymond also likes to have a large
picture perfect cake frost.
Hey, so a big part why I wanted you guys on. Other than the fact that you're devastatingly handsome, is
I think this is just an audio.
The mics are picking that up sure.
Say your Instagram since we're doing shameless plugs right now.
Yeah, Shane Tappen.
You know
Dad hat guy.
Right,
there it is. I think it's just Bryce_Schneider.
Yeah, at Ray Hainer. R-A-Y-H-A-E-N-E-R.
Get it.
So, OSU, U of O. Is it actually the end of an era? Are we no longer doing Dutch Bros at the stadiums?
Well,
that's the hot topic.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a hot topic. It's why
for
we're
us
here.
Too.
It's a very hot topic for us as well. We had a meeting about it a couple months ago. Mm. And at the end of the meeting, we kind of decided that we couldn't do it at the caliber that would represent our brand correctly, unless we could like go all out, kind of like they're doing down in Arizona at the Diamondback Stadium. They have full menu. They have like a couple machines. They staffed it for like a whole nother stand. Like there's 60 people that work in there, which is crazy. And they blow it out of the water and they do a great job. Mm. And that's all props to like Josh Hayes and like their team down there. But we were like, hey, if we can't do that, if we're still using like kind of pop-up carts and subpar machines, then we shouldn't be in there. Like representing our brand poorly because we're kind of sacrificing. Like consensus was that everyone agreed. And after the meeting, I looked at a certain someone and I said, So you're telling me for deliverables, we're not doing it anymore, right? Mm. Just so I can be sure that I don't need to like
check that
start,
box.
Yeah, it's like
start hiring tomorrow.
Hire anyone tomorrow because if we do it, I need to start hiring tomorrow. And granted, that was 4 months ago. And then I want to say like 2 days before we left for this Arizona trip, which yeah, we both got a call saying that, hey, like we are going to move forward with Reeser and Autzen most likely. So just giving you guys the heads up. I'm like, I don't know if this counts as a heads up. Yeah,
I was like, looking at the calendar, I was talking to Bryce. I'm like, so by the time we get back, we've got about a month till game day.
Yeah.
So, another Bryce and Ray recruiting video coming soon on the Dutch page.
I think that
we don't know if that's our jurisdiction anymore.
Retired from that.
So the torch is being passed.
The torch will be passed. It'll have to be. We'll both be in Colorado.
End of an era.
While the Dutch Bros goes on there.
Potentially.
It's not a full end of an era, potentially, but just the end of the Bryce
and Ray.
And Ray era. I just have to say, if anybody happened to go to an Oregon State or a U of O home game the last few years and got a Dutch Bros coffee there, it was quite the experience. It was basically like a grand opening every game. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just bonkers.
Cool thing, all of us in here have worked them.
Yeah.
That was great. That's where you and I met.
That's where I met Bryce, working Reeser's. His stand was always the busiest. I was a little jealous. You know, we couldn't keep up with his stand, but our stand did pretty well. The line never stopped moving and everybody was always pumped. It was cool. So like big shout out to you guys holding it down because they were not the most ideal circumstances to give that kind of Dutch love and everybody always delivered. The crews were on fire.
That was the best part about this whole experience. Like we said, was building those connections, but like all props to them because I think like Ray and I's jobs in that scene was just to be support, but they really did everything and like we couldn't have asked for better people over those years. So like if you do happen to listen to this and you ever worked part of those games, like
thank you.
I can't give you enough thanks because you guys were amazing. Every single one of you that were there and like helped out, even if it was for one game, everybody killed it.
Cool. And it was cool to get props from customers and stuff who were like, we're from LA. We've never been to Dutch Bros on our first experience. Like when they'd come through and just be raving about how we have a stand there and just and talk about it. It was just like so cool because you have some of the greatest people in this company who got to work for that. And so the first couple of years we did it, we would do free drinks for students. And so many students don't have cars or transportation, so they don't really get to go to Dutch Bros. And so to see how excited those people were was just awesome.
Yeah, we had a lot of like fourth quarter giveaways. Oh, and yeah. Like that. Yeah, that was sick. It was a good time.
Yeah, anything working on, you get free things. We're like, what the heck? Machine has lost pressure.
Sorry,
Swiss
guys.
Mix mocha is coming right up.
It's so like, this is like a kind of off topic, but it's just so crazy to think of like all the stuff that new hires get to start with now. Like even down to the fact that like the manifesto is so much more sophisticated and like beautifully laid out in the machinery and like having frost machines and like all this next level stuff that people get to walk into. Like it really makes me happy seeing like the direction that we're going because like it's just going to get easier for everybody and better.
You guys just rolled in for this impromptu podcast from your first mod trip, right?
Yes,
we did.
So
yes,
it was Chandler.
Chandler AZ, baby.
Hot tamales, baby.
How'd it go?
Honestly, it was unreal. Everyone has a pretty good idea of Jim and Josh and the operation that they're running down there. And, you know, that was their 19th stand. So, like, you have to be doing something well. I was more so just excited to go down there and learn than anything. And, like, that's what we did. Like, it was so cool to see a franchise of 19 stands and, like, see them blow everyone's minds with culture. And one thing we give them props for is like everyone has their individual stand pride. Like, like, you know, we're
Sawmill,
like
Guadalupe.
Yeah, like they just have so much love for their stand, but at the same time, like they'll roll by other stands and just like give those people so much love. And like, that was the coolest thing to see. I'm like, it's hard to stay connected when we have such a big family sometimes.
Yeah.
And you can get like sucked into like your stand or like your couple people in your stand or whatever, but it was just really cool to see that love spread out over 19 stands and like spread out to that community. Like that whole Phoenix greater area, like they love Dutch Bros.
It was really cool because they've had so many stands in the parking lot that it was in. They didn't want to upset any of the neighbors. They did a regular price drinks for their opening. And it was still incredibly busy. So it just showed how much that people were excited to be there and to be a part of it. So that was really cool. And like he was saying, just to echo off that, the culture was unreal. They didn't miss a beat operationally. They were on top of their stuff. And it was super cool to go down there and just experience, like what he said, Josh, Kevin, Jim, how great they were doing down there. It was just incredible.
Are you just with the mob kind of primarily helping the brand new hires that are working that day?
It's a little bit of everything. So like our main job is just to go down there and like facilitate and be that HQ presence. That was stand 315. And so we're getting a little bigger. It's I think it's kind of hard for Brant and Trav and Brian and those people of those caliber to like come out to those events and be that HQ presence and tell them about what we do. And then we were also there to just kind of like set up and help and take off anything that they didn't necessarily want to do or like they didn't have the time to do. Like oh, hey, give that to us. We'll do it for you. Like, we'll get it awesome. Set up. If you guys need us there at 3:30 and like make everything pretty, like, we'll do that. Remind them of what we do and how we're all connected. That way they realize, like, yeah, you guys are DBAZ, but like, you guys are still DB. You're the same as Grants Pass. You're the same as Idaho. You're the same as Colorado. So
Eugene.
Yeah. Eugene. Basically reminding them the kind of support and family that they have with us as well as the tight ship that they run on their own.
Exactly.
So, them being so established, they did a lot of their training beforehand. So a lot of the people working in the stand, they had a good amount of transfer that came in, but also a lot of them are brand new. And so they have a lot of questions. And I mean, they even helped us with some things like operationally, like they've got funfetti cake. Didn't know what that was. They got pastries down there, which is crazy. So they were teaching me about pastries. Yeah. They were so
like
good.
Oatmeal and everything.
They got it all.
People want to know why AZ is busy. It's because they're pastries.
Pastries are bomb.
So their pastries are way better than anything I've ever had before.
Someone's like, can I get a funfetti? I'm like whipstick with birthday cake sprinkles. I'm like, y'all charge $3 for that? Okay. Cool thing about going to Arizona is they've got it all. Josh was so ahead of the curve. He'd be like, yeah, I don't know if this is going to work, but we're going to get it. We're going to make it work. And they had like blended lemonade machine. They had
really?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you.
So with that experience of working, you know, through the ranks of management, but also events, how did you take what you've learned already and applied it to your first mob trip?
And the goal was just to go in and like learn, be there with open arms and soak in what we could from them and then give whatever we thought we could. And so I think for me, I love training. After managing, you have like your babies and your stand and like that's your crew. And to be able to like go in there and like and answer questions and just like lead and see them view you as like a leader. And it's just such a cool feeling to like after just like what 3 or 4 days with that crew for them to be like, we don't want you guys to leave and stuff like that, just to make an impact like that. That was probably one of the coolest parts. But I think just being able to bring experience and like edge, like if you have a tough decision, seeing Bryce making that call because he has the experience, same thing for me. If I know like it's a two-way path, we got to figure out a way to do it. And so just edge and experience was, I think, the big thing.
Cool. How was the travel? Because obviously like that's going to play a big part of your guys' role. Like, did it feel good just to get on the road a little bit, mix it up?
Yeah. A lot of In-N-Out Burger.
A lot of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. We don't have that up here, you know. Miss it.
Oh, we do.
Well.
Yeah. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Buddy, watch it.
The travel is good. And it's funny because this one was a little different because like a lot of times on the mob now, people are getting flown to places, which is super cool. But we had the unique opportunity of like I had to pick up the trailer here. Mm-hmm. Everyone else that we were getting was in this perfect line down to Arizona. And so we just road tripped the whole thing.
Yep.
Picked up Ray and Eugene. And then we got here, picked up the trailer, drove down to Sacramento and picked up two more. And then finished our drive in Arizona, where we picked up another one. It was a lot of driving, a lot of togetherness, but it was cool because it like something you don't get when you fly is like that extra bonding time. I think that's something that the mob misses out on sometimes because we're like pouring into the crew that we're at. Mm-hmm. We're pouring into like that area that we don't always get a lot of time to spend with just each other. Mm-hmm. And so that was just super cool to like get to know each other on a deeper level and like spend a lot of time in the car together. We all have like different inside jokes and inside like little challenge things that we came up with. And so
sick.
That part was like super rad. And so I look forward to more traveling and just more time and getting to know people.
You guys just came all the way from AZ. I'm sure you're tired. Shane, why don't you ask the question that's on everybody's mind?
Well, we always like to end this thing with every guest. If you could give any advice to any young barista, especially nowadays, the mob is one of the most sought after jobs for a barista in Dutch Bros. Any advice you could give them, what would it be?
I think the advice I'd give them is just to seek out what you want. If you want to move up and get in the mob or you want to work events, like communicate that with your leadership and then just put yourself in opportunities to do it. There's stands popping up all over the place. I mean, since I've worked here, we've opened almost 100 stands, which is crazy to think about. But there's so many opportunities to go to grand openings and just meet people, network yourself, you're branding yourself. And so going out there and just being the best version of you and trying. The reason I actually got to help run Autzen was I sent an email to your wife asking her for, I said, hey, like I know who's not doing it
classic.
Next year.
Classic.
Yeah, classic. But I was like, hey, is this an opportunity that is open or can I apply for it? And sure enough, like, that I was able to apply for it and got it. And so just by like putting myself out there, I think if you're a new barista who wants to get into the mob or into management or into leadership, take as many opportunities as you can to grow.
I feel like a lot of people, they don't take the necessary steps because they don't feel like they can personally do it, but you don't know if you can do it or not if you never try. So, Bryce, what advice would you give to those baristas out there?
The young minds waiting to be molded out there.
Yes.
Next generation.
No, my advice would just be, it's a two-part thing, but one, like, just set goals and, like, tell people those goals. So, like, one thing my first manager told me, if I said, like, oh, I think I want to be a manager, it's like, take that think out of there and just say, I want to be a manager. And, like, it doesn't have to come off in a rude way, but, like, don't be shy to tell people your goals. People won't be able to keep you accountable for what you're working towards if you don't tell them. Mm-hmm. So that was, like, my biggest thing is, like, always let people know what you're working towards, and then people will start to, like, see you in that role.
Speak it into existence.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. Yeah. Speak it into existence. It's so big, and, like, this is kind of what you just touched on. It's, like, people thinking that they can't do it. I'm, like, you're going to talk yourself out of it if you keep playing that mind game. So just get it out there and, like, let other people hear you. And then the second part of that is just, like, always, always, always be willing to be a student. This game's always changing, and the whole game of life is always changing. So you're never going to be done learning. You're not going to know it all. So, like, if you can prepare yourself for that and be open and receptive to learning, your possibilities will be endless.
Dope.
Great advice. Always being a student of the game. Some of the best minds, athletes, entertainers, the ones that really excel, they take that advice for sure. And they're always trying to get better. So we want you all to try and get better.
We want you to succeed, people.
Be the best you can be.
Totally.
You'll have a lot of conversations in your lifetime, but you won't have any more conversations with anyone than your own self.
True.
So tell yourself positive things. Always. And don't doubt yourself.
Always. Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah,
we're dude. Thank you guys. Yeah. Pleasure.
We were excited. We had a Weevil earlier this morning to get here. We wanted to make it happen.
So. I know. I appreciate you guys making the extra effort. I know it was kind of a time crunch, but
we wanted to do it. We appreciate you guys seeking us out. We were stoked.
Well, keep killing it, guys.
First monsters to be on the show for the new season.
Yeah.
Oh, heck straight up. Yeah. Let's go, baby.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
And one era's ending, another's beginning.
Exactly.
So. They couldn't separate us. Once I heard Bryce was on the mob, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Shoot.
The show goes on.
He was a subline in my contract.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, so you got to give Ray a call, but got to say it at the end, go Ducks. I know you want to.
I'll say go Beavs, but I'll also give it go Ducks. I respect everybody.
Yeah. Not getting that out of me, my friend.
No. You're the Why does it seem that way? It seems like the Ducks hate the Beavers more than the Beavers hate the Ducks. Exactly. That's the trend that I keep seeing.
I will say, you can ask David or Kaylee or Austin or anyone like that, but I definitely did give a go Beavs when they won the World Series. I ran up to Bryce, I'm like, hey, go Beavs. And he goes, he almost fainted.
Right.
No, like the look on his face, like he looked at David and Austin and was
I looked at
what
you.
Just say?
I was like, don't be a D. I thought he was doing sarcastically.
No, I was just trying to support, you know, what do they say, back the pack.
You can take the man out of Autzen and Reeser, but you can't take the Reeser and Autzen out of the man.
Not
That's
at
what
all,
we just found out.
Not
That's real.
All right, Dutch Nation, stay up. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.